from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give me Dak Prescott. I want Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. But we are in the financial capital of the world, people, and what we need to remember here is past production does not predicate future success or performance. Okay, all the talk about Dak Prescott, he can't win in the playoffs. This guy was 12-5 last season, and what do you need to beat the Chiefs? You need to be able to go toe-to-toe with not just Mahomes, but with their offense. Oh, it just so happens Dak Prescott led the number one scoring offense in all of the National Football League. Okay. Take a look at QBR. He had the best completion percentage of these two quarterbacks going head-to-head.
That's a guy in First Take. They're bringing on SportsCenter anchors. And the question was, what quarterback is the biggest threat to Patrick Mahomes? I saw Awful Announcing write it up very well. It said, this guy understood the assignment. You go on that show and you say the Cowboys. That's what you do.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty good.
There was a still shot of Stephen A. giving him a side eye like, let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's dance.
I actually heard a take by Stephen A. yesterday that I did actually find interesting on the Cowboys. Rarely does that happen. He was asking, I think we've asked this maybe about the Bills a little bit too. What is Jerry Jones' definition of winning? How badly does he actually care about winning the Super Bowls versus being competitive every year, being a playoff team every year, filling up the building, selling tickets? Because
okay, say that.
I think his point that he was building it around was, why does everyone think they're going to fire Mike McCarthy? He's made one coaching change in the last 15 years, and it's not like they've been winning playoff games in those 15 years.
How different is that from any team?
Well, other teams change coaches. The Cowboys don't.
Amidst success? You have one team that really does that. The Eagles. Who else fires successful coaches?
Are they successful coaches, though?
Who else fires successful? What about Steelers? What have the Steelers done in the last 10 years?
Yeah, the Steelers have always been that way.
They've had three coaches in franchise history.
Yeah, that's right. In like 60 years.
Who fires good coaches? Or winning coaches? Let's try to run through the list.
Uh-huh.
It's the Eagles.
The Eagles do it.
But they usually use a bad year. They fired Andy Reid, that he went 4-12.
Yep.
He had a bad year. Peterson they fired. Who else? Who fires good coaches? It's hard to find.
Like after making the playoffs, who's firing coaches?
Yeah, who's firing a coach that made the Marty Schottenheimer got fired by the Chargers.
Yeah, and 14, you mean like more than once? Because like Matt Nagy made the playoffs and then got fired by the Bears. Frank Reich made the playoffs and got fired by the Colts. The Chargers had Anthony Lynn, I think, made the playoffs twice and then got fired. So teams have done it after a couple of
Brandon
times.
Brandon Staley made the playoffs once.
Once, and he got fired.
Should have made it twice, probably. I don't know. I think it's...
No, it's a fair point.
Cowboys attention.
Yeah.
Is Jerry Jones any worse than some of these other teams when it comes to being a GM? He's worse than some. He's not the worst. Like, they're competitive.
So you kind of don't think they're more patient than other teams?
I would say this. I think that the difference...
With coach specifically.
The difference between the Cowboys and some other teams is that other teams have their general managers cover up the fact that the owners run the team. And with the Cowboys, the owner runs the team.
Right.
There's definitely other teams where the owner is in charge. And the GM basically, you know, you work for the owner. Whatever the owner wants, you're going to do. I'm quite sure the other NFL teams would have the owner make a call on a quarterback or a style of play or go get this guy or I'd like to re-sign this player. That definitely happens with other teams.
I guess also McCarthy for Dallas is different than Garrett. Garrett missed the playoffs 6 times for Dallas.
Yeah.
How many coaches get that opportunity where you can miss the playoffs 6 times and not get fired?
Yeah, that's
maybe that guy specifically is maybe more where that point is, because McCarthy's only been the coach 2 years and he's gone 12-5 and 12-5.
And they had the number one scoring offense in football last year.
Yeah. Yep. But that's kind of, I think, the point there that he was trying to make was, why does everyone think they're going to fire McCarthy? If they make the playoffs and they lose in the divisional round, everyone just thinks he's getting fired, when this guy's showing he's as patient maybe as anybody else. He let Jason Garrett go through 6 times missing the playoffs. He's not going to let McCarthy go through a 3rd time making it to, what, the 2nd round?
Well, all right, to piggyback this.
Sorry, by the way, McCarthy's coached 3 years and has gone 12-5, 12-5, and 12-5. So it's 3 times he's gone 12-5.
That's pretty good. To piggyback this on McDermott, when we asked, what was the question we asked in the poll? Would you rather the Bills, I remember now. What's the best outcome if they don't win the Super Bowl? Allen winning the MVP or winning the AFC title?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that question?
Yes.
Where Allen winning the MVP was more important for 35% of fans than going to the Super Bowl and losing because they didn't want to go and lose. I told you a lot that the write-in for that, there was a lot of write-in votes. There were a lot of write-in votes for McDermott getting fired. Would be the best scenario for them, if they're not going to win the Super Bowl, I want the coach fired, was somewhat of a, honestly, like a ground.
If it was one of the options, it might have got double digits.
Well,
maybe that's a lot.
Maybe that's a little heavy.
But people would have voted for it. Some people.
And the Milano injury gets me to another spot where, you know, sometimes we'll say, like, if it all fell apart, could they change coach? And I don't think so. And if it all fell apart, what would have to happen for it to fall apart? Everybody'd have to be hurt, right? McDermott's got a skeleton crew out there. Because all these injuries are stacking up. They're a team in transition. You pointed out. So one of the stats on Milano that Joe has today, which I find interesting, is the Bills' 4 biggest cap hits this year are Allen, Diggs, Vaughn, and Milano.
Yeah.
Which means, okay, Allen's still there. But then your 3 next biggest investments, you're hoping for something from one of them.
And you're really not sure about it.
That's a team in transition. That's a team that's...
Yeah.
I mean, Diggs is shedding cap. Milano is hurt, and that stinks. Vaughn is a redone deal off an injury. But you are... I pointed out a couple days ago, the Bills are tied for the 6th or 3rd oldest team in football.
Mm-hmm.
There are not that many teams that are older than this team. So, is this an all-fall-apart year? This might be what falling apart looks like. You have a bunch of big cap hits... And a couple injuries, and you're counting on young guys, and, you know, on and on we go. I was looking yesterday because let's say they don't win the division.
Mm-hmm. They are barely favored to still do. Yeah. Like, it's getting close. The Jets might be favored within a couple weeks.
Are we prepared to, very calmly, treat it like a blip? And the reason I ask that is because, so a fifth straight division title, five in a row, that's not anything to be taken lightly.
Right.
The Patriots won 11 in a row. Okay. And then they lost when Brady got hurt. The Patriots won 19 out of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at some of the others. And some of these teams that won five division titles, and they capped at five or six, were...
In a row, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, specifically.
Were all-time great teams.
Yeah.
The Niners of the 80s, right? The team of the 80s. They won 13 out of 16. That's a lot. Could the Bills win 13 out of 16? Sure. But in there are three blips, right? There are almost every great team, and the Bills have yet to get to the top of the mountain. So if you want to take issue with calling them a great team, I get that. But all these teams have blips. It's really hard to win a million in a row.
Mm-hmm. The
Chiefs have won eight in a row. Eight in a row. If they were to not win it this year,
it'd be flooring.
It would be flooring.
Right? It would be insane.
But that's in part because their division is not. If the Chiefs and Bills swapped divisions, let's do that for a minute.
Yeah.
Could the Chiefs suffer a blip because they finished behind the Jets? I think it's possible. The Jets, if Aaron Rodgers is respectably good, are a legitimate threat in your division. And if the Jets were to win the division this year, and we're all sitting looking around at each other like, wow, no one thinks it's over.
Right.
If we're going to talk about Josh Allen's Super Bowl windows, the window is always open, then the window sometimes has a crack in it or whatever, has a blip. We should expect, and that's the hard part here, we should kind of expect that three times in the next 10 years, they do not win the division.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that they would win 14 in a row is not...
It's not really rational. Yeah.
The league is set up so you get teams going from the bottom to the top. The schedule is imbalanced. The Jets and the Bills do not play the same schedule. There are three teams different. It used to be two teams different. The 17-game schedule, now there are three differences. So I guess that's what I want to ask is, if in fact this season is a blip, will the number on McDermott there, the write-in votes, will that go up or will it be treated as, guys, come on, $60 million in dead cap, moving on, getting rid of all of those captains, new leadership group, starting to turn things over. They're still an old team. Starting to turn to the next phase of Josh Allen.
Do you think that could only be treated as a blip if they actually miss, though? Like, if they get in...
As a wild card team,
but they win 11 games to do that, and maybe even if they don't win the division, isn't there going to be some bit of an attitude of... Okay, you're like, what was the point here? Just get in and get a hot quarterback. Like, okay, you're actually not that bad. Maybe it's not. Maybe the idea of there being a transition year or the idea of this being a blip is overstated because, look, guys, we're getting ready for the playoffs here. And then you get to the playoffs and then you have a similar result to what you've had. Will it be treated more of, oh, no, actually, you were the same and you got the same result versus if you miss the playoffs outright? Then I think it's, oh no, this really was different.
You're asking if there's a difference between the wild card and missing the playoffs?
Yeah, maybe.
In terms of
how it's treated.
That's definitely true.
And how McDermott maybe even is treated in that. McDermott's...
Is he allowed to miss the playoffs is what you're getting at. Is he allowed to miss the playoffs? Are they allowed to miss the playoffs?
Is he allowed to miss the playoffs? And honestly, even... Would he get... I'm just wondering, like, could in some people's minds, they wouldn't say this now, would they blast him more for losing in the playoffs again to one of these same teams versus missing the playoffs entirely? Because they missed the playoffs entirely. I just wonder if it will get written off as, no, guys, it just wasn't the same team.
Right.
All the dead cap versus they make it and then they get to another position where they're playing a Kansas City or they're playing a Cincinnati or they're playing whoever, and then... Late game situation, this happens, and now what are we talking about in the summer again? We're talking about, can this coach win the big one? Because look at this garbage that we just had, end their season again in one moment. I wonder how it could be framed, and I would hate that. That I'm the Mr. Stop telling me about Jordan being 6-0 in the finals and LeBron's five losses when Jordan lost in the conference finals a bunch of times. That would be tough for me to take. If it got to that point where you'd almost criticize them more for getting further. if that makes any sense. Versus,
because
I feel it would be
another playoff loss with
yes.
Josh Allen,
yes.
rather than, well, listen, so much happened to this team that, you know, this was a year. They said they were going to be in transition.
Right.
Missing the playoffs would be jarring, I think, for a lot of people. A lot. James in Hamilton. Hey, James, good morning.
Morning, guys. So I'm wondering if we're playing the long game here. There's been a lot talked about, you know, this is a really tough schedule for the team this year, dead cap, turnover players. I'm driving, so I can't look it up. 2025 season, if we were to finish, say, third in the division, perish the thought, but if we finish third in the division, in 2025, are we looking at an appreciably easier schedule in terms of maybe our divisional matchups? Is there a chance for us to just take this year, unfortunately waste a year of Josh, which is, again, a horrible thought, but give ourselves a super easy schedule for next season, big plans, you know, in terms of, you know, once those dead caps are gone, you know, spend some on big wide receivers or something, and then do our absolute best to, you know, just put us in the best position to get the bye going into the playoffs in next season. Really, really take a stab at making that the season that's the winning one. Would love to hear your thoughts. I'm not suggesting a tank, but again, I love this idea of the blip.
Yeah, thanks, James. I would say everything you said could be easily applied outside of doing it because of the schedule. No one down there is doing it because of the schedule. I did look at the schedule, and if they were playing the schedule this year, we'd feel better about it. I'll just say that.
Schedule for next year?
Yeah.
Don't they play the NFC South?
Yes.
Okay.
You'd feel better about that.
Yes, you would.
Than the West.
So it's probably the best division to play.
But everything changes in a year. So no, I don't think anybody is looking at the schedule. But what you say about that, like, hey, you're talking about taking your medicine in your transition year, eating as much cap, eating the whole Diggs contract, eating that cap, so that next year you can spend it. That's the whole point here. And that's, you know, this is a lot about whether it's receiver or if it's defensive end or if they're hunting down a number one corner. Who knows what they could spend their money on? They could spend their money all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Not on tight end, I'll tell you that. Other than that, they could spend their money in a lot of places. They might want new contracts. Rousseau might get a big deal. But yeah, what they're doing is taking as much as they could on right now, more than they had to, in a lot of spots. They moved on from Mitch Morse and saved $8 million in cap space. And they saved some of this cap space so they could ultimately take a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've talked about it as no half measures. Bean isn't half measuring here. He's going for the full transition year. And in a transition year, you can still win a bunch of games. This team can still win a bunch of games. If Joe Brady and this offense have answers, then, like, let's go. Win 13 games. I'm going to feel – I'm not going to worry about their defense if their offense is what I want. That's another reality here. We had a caller earlier. Larry called in and said, just score more points than the other team and don't worry about Matt Milano. That's where I would live.
But haven't we already, even in recent weeks, questioned – how they'll want to play offense if their defense isn't up to snuff. And now that Milano's out, I mean, that even furthers that question a little bit.
Yeah,
of
I'll relay that out. That's a $64,000 question, which is, when you played Mahomes in the playoffs, you were not confident your defense could make stops, so you played ball control and you limited possessions. And if the Bills are to do that for a full season, they're out of their minds. I mean, absolutely out of their minds. I don't think they will do that. I do not think they will do that.
I don't think they will either, but I'm not sure about it.
The idea that you would give Josh Allen, you got a choice. I don't have a number. What's better for the Bills? 200 possessions for Josh Allen or 150 possessions? 200. More.
But
more is better.
Yes, but
always.
Is the coach thinking of it that way, or is the coach thinking, I'd rather have 150 possessions for my defense?
I understand. Like, that's what they did in the playoffs. The playoff game against the Chiefs, that's how they played. They played.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put your own adjective on it, your own description of it. I'd say they played scared. The offense played scared in that game. And they played efficient and well, but scared because they were protecting their defense.
Yep.
But to the point about this team and, like, what they can be. They can still succeed and be good in a transition year. My best case scenario remains the sentence, Joe Brady is a witch. That's what I need. Mm-hmm. If he's a witch and they eat over the middle of the field with Shakir and Kincaid and they get spot production from MVS or Mac Hollins and they can run the ball effectively, really effectively, and pass it to James. If the OC is great, then the transition year becomes the Joe Brady year. Mm-hmm. And then he maybe gets a job. But, yeah, I mean, they're in a transition year. They're opponents for next year.
So NFC South.
Yep.
There is a question about what the 17th game will be next year.
It's NFC South and AFC North.
Okay.
That's Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns. I mean, that's not a cakewalk. But
yeah,
whatever.
No.
And again, it's a full year from now.
Yeah.
But as of right now, would you rather play this schedule than the one they've got? Maybe.
I probably would want to, yeah. What's their 17th game this year? Their NFC matchup?
Is it the Rams? No, they're playing the West. Is it the...
Who else do they play in the
North.
NFC?
They play the North.
Is it the Niners?
No.
Because they play the West.
They play the
they
West.
They play Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So this year they play Detroit.
Detroit's it.
Detroit's the
difference.
Detroit's
the crossover.
Next year there's a question about what that game will be because it's the Bills' turn to host. But the last time they matched up with whoever's turn it is in the NFC, they hosted that one too. So it wouldn't make sense if you keep with your same rotation because then every time the Bills play blank division, it'll be at home. I think they're supposed to be changing that up next year, but nobody knows to what. So it's like this year it's a 3-game advantage kind of for the Jets on the Bills schedule. If you finish first next year, I'm not sure that it will automatically be a 3-game advantage. Could be 2.
Ron in Alden is up next. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, buddy, my feeling is that as long as we have Josh, we can win any game. And, you know, a lot of times I think, how do they come up with odds? Like, why a team might be odds or why they're winning or why their chances are better? And I always believe that that's based on history. So they sit there and say, you know, well, you know, we base everything on history, like, so their odds of this. So our odds of winning the Super Bowl really are probably really good, only because KC did it by trading their best receiver. And last year, they were in a transition year, maybe the year before, too. And so they won 2 Super Bowls in what you can call transition years. So maybe that's, you know, maybe we'll just win the Super Bowl because that's supposed to happen. Obviously, I'm just playing let's be stupid. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to count out the season because of this. I think we can win the division. And if we don't and we make the wild card, that's still fine. I think the winning of division is just overblown. Once you're in the playoffs, really, anything can happen. And, again, KC showed that. They went in and everyone thought they were going to get dog-walked, and they win all these games on the road and then win the Super Bowl. And no one thought they were going to. So, you know, as long as we have Josh Allen, we can win any game. That's really my point, though. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ron. I wonder how much that exact point, how much that comes down. If they have a blip year, how much does that come down? You can win any game with this quarterback, but if you all of a sudden lose a bunch because the supporting cast isn't what it has been, you know, like, to me, there's two ways to look at Allen. One is he's a god and it doesn't matter, and the other is help him as much as you can. You're trying to win. And this is a year where they're going through transition, and next year, I anticipate he has so much more help next year than this year.
Yeah. They could be a worse team, and you don't see it reflected in the record.
Because of Allen?
Well, in part. Allen, you know, like, how many games are they not in with Josh Allen as the quarterback? How many times we've looked at this?
Right, they had 12 one-score games last year. How often do they lose by more than eight points? It's like once in 5 years.
Yeah, how often are they not in a game? It never happens. And you've pointed this out. Like, they might play more one-score games this year. They almost definitely will, right?
Well, last year they played a lot.
How many did they play last year?
I think it was 12 last year.
All right, well, that's tough to top.
That's a lot.
But the
number has gone up each of the last 3 years, how often they're playing close games as opposed to just rolling teams.
There's a thing about one-score games, and you've seen examples of this. Minnesota is an example of this 2 years ago. You can actually not even be the best team in the world, but if you play a lot of one-score games, you can kind of luck your way to an insanely good record. Minnesota did that.
Yeah, overplay it.
Like, the Bills, like, there could be more variance in what the season looks like. Maybe they win 8 games because, hey, guys, they played 13 one-score games and they lost 8 of them. So, all right, 8-win season. Or they could play 13 one-score games this year and they get some breaks along the way and they win 10 of them. And, hey, guys, the Bills won 13 games this year. Yeah. Were they better? Or were they just really good in one-score games, and it's kind of hard to bank on that? So, like, I almost feel like that kind of introduces a much higher variance in what the season could look like, even if the team isn't as good. The team could not be as good, play more one-score games, get luckier in those situations, and the record actually comes out looking the same or looking even better.
803-0550. Patriots fall to the Eagles in preseason last night. A lot of the story is Drake May looked good. Like, there was stuff there. Didn't look as good as Caleb Williams looked against the Bills. That's not a commentary on the Bills.
He didn't look as good as Tanner McKee did for the Eagles, preseason hero.
But all three quarterbacks to go 1-2-3 in the draft, and I guess Bo Nix too. Like, for a preseason, every rookie quarterback outside of J.J. McCarthy, although they were saying he looked good too. Right? All these guys have had their moments in the preseason, and May had his last night. Gerard Mayo said he showed great composure. He finished 6 of 11 for, what was it, 6 of
40, 47 yards, and then 15 yards rushing and a rushing touchdown.
Right.
Had 100 yards. He would have had 100 yards passing had Javon Baker caught a football.
Right. It should have been 7 of 11 for 110.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
He threw a perfect pass, and he had 50 yards down the middle.
A rushing touchdown. I never got to those stats on Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah. What did he do yesterday?
Last year's preseason darling of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett, his stats in this game were abysmal. Especially when it comes to throwing the ball. If you watched Kenny Pickett play last night, you'd wonder, is he allowed to throw the ball more than 5 yards? His air yards per completion. How far is the ball traveling on passes you completed? Average air yards per completion was 0.7 yards. Less than a yard in the air.
How's that even possible?
Per completion. He dropped back 17 times.
Wow.
4 sacks is rough. He looked like Shane Buechel out there. That Kenny Pickett, first round pick of a year ago. Or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Looked like... No, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Shane Buechel and Kenny Pickett. You couldn't tell them apart. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him, and who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. You're talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
Yeah, Judon. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Sure, a different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
So that was on the broadcast last night, Patriots broadcast of the Patriots and Eagles. How about the accidental slip? Reporter Steve Burton on the sideline with Ramondre Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone off to a better place. A different place.
Different place.
How about he went to Atlanta where Belichick wanted to go and didn't?
Yeah, yeah.
Falcons, get ready. Get ready for the Falcons to win their division. Just get ready. Judon, Justin Simmons added to the defense in the last 24 hours.
I wouldn't want to bet against you on that.
Yeah, you want Tampa?
I kind of like Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Mayfield. Mayfield, what did I have on him a couple weeks ago? I think you were off. I think since he entered the league, he's fourth in the NFL in playoff touchdown passes. Like, it's Allen, Mahomes, and Brady. Are the only, like, he has more than Burrow, he has more than Lamar. I think Mayfield's pretty good. I don't know how good the rest of Tampa is, though. So that's why I'm on the fence a little bit with it.
I have a stat of the day for you, want a stat of the day. It came from the golf yesterday.
Where Scottie Scheffler tried to break his iron in the bunker.
I saw that. He took wedge. A swing, and then he pounded his club in the bunker before the ball landed like 8 feet from the pin. I thought that's the greatest. I would do a dance if I hit a sand shot like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, stat of the day. I got to do some math here. Fifth hole. Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
His current streak of holes without a three putt, knock on wood, is over 260.
Wow.
260 plus holes.
That's incredible.
Without a three putt.
He didn't play like the Open Championship and like have like a 90 foot putt at some point. Maybe
no
two putted.
No three putts.
Wow.
And more than two. It was the fifth hole where Justin Ray, golf writer for The Athletic, pointed out the streak goes to 250. And he finished the round with no bogeys after that. So I guess he got a three putt par. I didn't see. So 260 plus holes without a three putt. Let's revisit a conversation we had yesterday. Very briefly.
Okay.
Would you rather the U.S. wins the World Cup or have no three putts in your next 260 golf holes? I mean, I'll take the no three putts. No 260 holes?
That's a close one. How many rounds is that?
It's
more than 10 rounds, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's a lot more than 10 rounds.
It's like 20 rounds? It's not 20
not
rounds.
Not quite 20. 14 rounds with no three putts or the U.S. wins the World Cup.
For the communal element, I mean, I'm the only one really benefiting from the two putt thing. Or the no three putt.
But think of all the people in your life that are benefiting as your mental health is just so much better. You're not mad at all.
That's a good point because I am definitely in a better mood after a good golf round.
No three putts in 260
holes. No three putts.
It's crazy. Good for Schauffele.
How often do you even have a round without a three putt? I think I had one yesterday. I had a good round yesterday. I don't think I had a three putt. But that's not normal. Amateur golfers would normally have at least one, right?
Sure.
And he's done this 260...
On PGA greens.
On PGA greens, right? He's played at Augusta. He's played at the U.S. Open probably in that time period. Or maybe that would be close. That's a good one. Give me the U.S. Do it for everybody.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Preseason game number two. We haven't done much of this week. The first game happened and people came away, what? Unimpressed. They got rolled by the Bears in a game that got away late, so it's not exactly like it was too bad. We looking for what in preseason game number two? Let's list the players that probably could need to do something. MVS?
MVS has got
to. How about the story from yesterday's practice? Like, there's one where we don't quite know what happened, but the Bills will know. If you're a receiver and you drop a pass, we saw it. You dropped it.
Everyone knows. Yeah, it's easy.
But Sal pointed out that Josh threw a pick at yesterday's practice between the Bills and the Steelers, and he threw it to a part of the field where he was just kind of estimating. It looks like he thought MVS was going to be in a spot, and MVS went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that plays like that happens 10 times during camp. I'm not saying that has happened, but if that happens 10 times during camp, you, as an observer on the side, have to kind of just like, I wonder what happened there. But if all of a sudden in their meetings, the Bills are like, that's 10 times he's done that, he's off this team, then we can't count on you.
Yeah.
Sometimes a guy throws an interception because of inexperience from a receiver who read the defense the wrong way or, you know, forgot a play or whatever, this or that. And that's a mistake from MBS that they just can't have. Or maybe it's a mistake from Josh. That's the other part of it. You don't know. Oh, Josh threw it here. He thought MVS would be there. MVS read it right, and Josh didn't. So you need something from MVS or Shavers or Hamler.
Somebody outside the top four receivers to step up. Anybody.
Someone other than Shakir.
Anybody.
How about Shakir and Kincaid sit, and we see who else can play?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Coleman, he doesn't really have to. But
I'm okay with Samuel sitting, too, I guess, if I need him to. He actually sat yesterday. At joint practice.
Yep.
He made a nice catch in the first preseason game. But the rest of them, Sal's talking about Isabella again. A year ago, I was into that. But like a year later, it's like, really? Like we're back there? The practice squad guy from all year that didn't get a target? He had a target in the playoff game. I only know that because Ian Hart has pointed out. He set an NFL record, I think, for average depth of target at -7 for a season because his target was way behind the line of scrimmage. Isabella is going to make this roster? Give me a depth receiver, somebody that can give me any sort of confidence if they've got to play.
Well,
because I don't have any confidence. If MVS has got to play right now, like you mentioned, can Allen count on him like to know where to be? I don't feel like you can count on, maybe you can't count on that. You can't count on him to catch the football consistently because he's drop problems his whole career. Can I even count on him to get open deep anymore? Like, I don't know what I can count
on
MVS
for. He did in the last
for.
Game he played against the Bills.
He did do that. Russell Douglas is on a bum leg, wasn't he?
Probably.
Hamler made a couple catches yesterday. Like Shavers. I've got all these other guys that have been in the league for a couple of years, and it's like they're just trying to hold on. And Shavers is an undrafted guy that was on the practice squad last year. That 9 times out of 10, that guy doesn't become anything. But maybe a diamond in the rough, a guy you found out of nowhere that can actually have a career. Like, I'm still, it's gone quiet a little bit for him, hasn't it, in the last, like, 10 days for Shavers? Like, give me a big game from an unknown guy that I can start sinking my teeth into for the next 2 weeks.
Has it only gone quiet, though, because it's not camp anymore? It's a little different than training camp?
Maybe. He didn't really do anything in the preseason game.
No, that's right.
He had one catch.
He had a drop. Yeah. When he'd like back. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Friday, a beautiful Friday morning, heading to a weekend with more preseason football, a stacked slate, Premier League action. That's where it's at. Like, get up early. I'm going to make that coffee.
Watch Liverpool just take it to Ipswich.
Is that
Town.
The first game on Saturday?
Yes, it is. Show Ipswich what they're in for in the Premier League this season. You guys are real excited to be here, huh? Here comes 7-0.
It is kind of funny, the idea of promotion and relegation, and if we had it in other sports, like, oh, look at this, the Amerks are coming up to the NHL.
Yeah.
Game one is the Leafs. Like, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the Leafs aren't the best example there. Florida. But give them Florida.
There's such a difference, too, because, right, the promotion relegation factor, where, like, I'm a Liverpool supporter, and what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's kind of like it's the first game of the season, so it's exciting for that, but otherwise it's, oh, they're playing Ipswich tomorrow. Like, okay, they should roll. Cool. Not like super, super pumped for the game because of who the opponent is, other than it's the opener. Ipswich, isn't it like the biggest game of their lives? If you're an Ipswich fan. I don't know when the last time they've been in the Premier League. I think it's been decades at least. Tomorrow you're hosting Liverpool back in the Premier League. Isn't that like the best, the biggest day of your life?
Yeah, it's
if you're
cool.
A supporter of that.
It's
team?
Almost like one of these international series where the Sabres go play in Germany.
Yeah,
like, hey,
right.
Liverpool's coming in.
Right.
Yeah, like when Manchester United goes to Luton Town.
Yeah, I think tomorrow is, yeah, the 7:30 game is Liverpool and Ipswich, and then it's Arsenal and Wolves at 10.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on, Wolves. Come on, Wolves. Let's get some of these big teams knocked down early.
You just hit the table enough.
I just
hit the phone and the phone fell.
That's how fired up I am for Wolves.
For Wolves. Banging for Wolves the table tomorrow. For Wolves. I think it broke.
Nah, it's fine. Those things, that's one of those durable phones from back in the day.
One of those durable
phones.
You
have to actually take the phone off the set. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
What is the phone setting on? And then you hit the buttons.
Isn't it the receiver?
The phone, thank you. The phone receiver, receiver. The receiver. I almost said the dial, but yeah, it's not a dial.
It's a corded phone.
A corded phone.
Which you are completely.
Way back in the day,
no
when
idea
we had
what that
corded
is.
Phones. Yeah. They held up.
Yep. All right. 803-0550. Happy Friday. Heading towards a preseason weekend. We'll have coverage, of course, of Bills, Steelers, which will be tomorrow night. You can have complete coverage here on WGR. Pregame shows, all that stuff. So as you're out and about on Saturday, maybe you're going to hunker down and watch some of this game and you know, go out and grab snacks. You've got coverage. You've got pregame coverage, all of it here on WGR.
Maybe you saw this. You see there's a new movie coming out about John Madden?
I'm glad you're bringing this up because I have a movie thing I want to bring up as well.
Did you see who's playing John Madden in the movie about John Madden?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Who should play John Madden? I'll listen to Nicolas Cage as a bad choice once you come up with a name.
The late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been great for
That's correct. He looks like him. Okay, well, he's not available.
Yeah.
Who should it be? Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
I'm waiting for a better answer.
Who should play John Madden? I mean, I would, but imagine we didn't know, and they're like, oh, we're going to have open tryouts, and I came to you and said, well, what about Nicolas Cage for this? What would the reaction be? What are you talking about, Nicolas Cage?
Let's have him play John.
It's a terrible idea.
Let's have him read for it.
He goes in there.
He starts talking about tough acting, ten acting.
Jason Alexander. He's too short. John Madden was like this.
You can get over
hulking figure.
You can get over being short in a movie. They have you stand on boxes and don't shoot your feet.
All right, Jason Alexander then to play John Madden.
All right. Weird. Speaking of movies, I learned a new word in this last commercial break.
Okay, what is it?
Interquel.
And that means...
An interquel.
What does that mean? Is that the name of a movie?
No. You might be able to guess. What's an interquel?
My guess would be it's... Well, quel. There's sequel. There's prequel.
There's sequel and prequel.
So what is interquel?
Yeah. What's an interquel?
Is it like Rogue One where it's a random movie they come back and make years later?
In between other movies.
Oh.
I learned just now this new Alien movie, Alien Romulus, is in between Alien and Aliens in the timeline.
Okay.
It's an interquel.
That's what interquel is?
So people always ask about
a sequel. I love interquels because Rogue One is maybe my favorite Star Wars movie. One of them. It's great.
Overrated.
Overrated?
Andor is better. Andor the series.
That's fine. It doesn't mean that it's...
It's overrated.
Overrated.
It's fine.
Interquel.
But yeah, how about that? An interquel.
Yeah.
People always ask for a prequel and a sequel. Do I have to have seen the first one? Do I have to have seen both of these in order to see the one that's in between them?
No, because you would think if it's in between, you'd be able to watch the first one and then skip the second one if the third one is in between. You could go 1, 3, 2. You know what I mean?
You go in
timeline order.
But none of the same people are in it. Like, I feel like it's not worth watching 1, 3, 2.
But you'd be going in timeline order.
Right, which is not the way.
You wouldn't be lost.
No one should ever do timeline order. There's a horrible argument for timeline order.
I've done that. That's the way I was brought up on Star Wars.
It's very stupid.
You go in timeline order.
It's very dumb.
It ends with Luke Skywalker. It begins with Qui-Gon Jinn and Jar Jar Binks.
Right. By doing that...
That's the way... It always gets better from there.
But by doing that, the entire reveal of the original series... is over. There's no drama to that.
What do you mean?
Luke, I am your father. You know that already. well, watching them in order.
The reveal is the little kid that's pod racing around episode one. Wait a minute. Episode three and episode four. This is Darth Vader?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great. They should have done that originally.
You know who I feel like right now? I feel like Troy Aikman. As you tell him, he's not any good because of his touchdown. Like, Fitz had more touchdowns. You making the point that the reveal in Star Wars is that the little kid turns into Darth Vader is out that Fitz has more touchdowns than Aikman. It's the same thing.
What's the other reveal? You're saying the reveal
the whole reveal of the whole series is that Darth Vader
Luke's father?
Is Luke's father. That's the moment in cinema. That's the whole idea. And you're like, what? You watch them in chronological order. You're just watching a show. You're like, yeah, okay.
See, I see what you mean. Like, if you watch the prelogs first, you know Luke is his son.
Yeah.
Because they explain that at the end
the
of the third
whole
one.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good point.
This has been movie talk.
You should watch the prelogs. Then you should watch Kenobi, which is it's an interquel, but it's not a movie.
More
it's a
TV
show.
These interquels.
Yeah. It's following, you know, the middle story, and then you get to a new one.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch next year's Bill season, and then we're going to come back and watch this year's Bill season as an interquel. It'll set the stage.
You're going to watch the way the Bill season ends and then watch the lead up to it.
I don't know if I want to know how the season ends. Not yet.
You can know how the season ends right now before the season. You don't know anything about building up to it. You wouldn't do it?
No way. No way.
All right.
All right. Enough movie talk. Beautiful outside. I'm playing Chapel Roan. Vibes are off the chart. We're doing good. All right, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Division winner you like, or AFC champion, Super Bowl matchup, all that. FanDuel has all those as future bets right now that you can jump in on. With FanDuel, your first $5 bet, it's $150 in bonus bets with a win. That's what that's how it works right now. New customers getting that with FanDuel for the NFL season. We're getting started with FanDuel, and of course, the futures bets are a good fun way to guess, just throw something on who's going to win the rookie receiving battle. I've seen some neighbor's odds for that, all of it. FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of WGR. Go to FanDuel.com/white for more. FanDuel, must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Maybe you saw this. You see, there's a new movie coming out about John Madden.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because I have a movie thing I want to bring up as well.
Did you see who's playing John Madden in the movie about John Madden?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Who should play John Madden? I'll listen to Nicolas Cage as a bad choice once you come up with a name.
The late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been great for
That's correct. He looks like him. Okay, well, he's not available.
Yeah.
Who should it be? Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
I'm waiting for a better answer.
Who should play John Madden? I mean, I would, but imagine we didn't know, and they're like, oh, we're going to have open tryouts, and I came to you and said, well, what about Nicolas Cage for this? What would the reaction be? What are you talking about, Nicolas Cage?
Let's have him play John.
It's a terrible idea.
Let's have him read for it. He starts talking about tough actin, tin actin.
Jason Alexander. He's too short. John Madden was like this.
You can get over
hulking figure.
You can get over being short in a movie. They have you stand on boxes and don't shoot your feet.
All right, Jason Alexander then to play John Madden.
All right. Weird. Speaking of movies, I learned a new word in this last commercial break.
Okay, what is it?
Interquel.
And that means?
An interquel.
What does that mean? Is that the name of a movie?
No. You might be able to guess. What's an interquel?
My guess would be quel. There's sequel. There's prequel.
There's sequel and prequel.
So what is interquel?
Yeah. What's an interquel?
Is it like Rogue One where it's a random movie they come back and make years later?
In between other movies.
Oh.
I learned just now this new Alien movie, Alien Romulus, is in between Alien and Aliens in the timeline.
Okay.
It's an interquel.
That's what interquel is?
So people always ask about
sequel. I love interquels because Rogue One is maybe my favorite Star Wars movie. One of them. It's great.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Andor is better. Andor the series.
That's fine. It doesn't mean that it's...
It's overrated.
Overrated.
It's fine.
Interquel.
But how about that? An interquel.
Yeah.
People always ask for a prequel and a sequel. Do I have to have seen the first one? Do I have to have seen both of these in order to see the one that's in between them?
No, because you would think if it's in between, you'd be able to watch the first one and then skip the second one if the third one is in between. You could go 1, 3, 2. You know what I mean?
I don't go in
timeline order.
But none of the same people are in it. Like, I feel like it's not worth watching 1, 3, 2.
But you'd be going in timeline order.
Right, which is not the way.
You wouldn't be lost.
No one should ever do timeline order. There's a horrible argument for timeline order.
I've done that. That's the way I was brought up on Star Wars.
It's very stupid.
You go in timeline order.
It's very dumb.
It ends with Luke Skywalker. It begins with Qui-Gon Jinn and Jar Jar Binks.
Right. By doing that...
That's the way... It always gets better from there.
But by doing that, the entire reveal of the original series is over. There's no drama to that.
What do you mean?
Luke, I am your father. You know that already. Well, watching them in order.
The reveal is the little kid that's pod racing around episode 1. Wait a minute. Episode 3 and episode 4. This is Darth Vader?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's great. I should have done that originally.
You know who I feel like right now? I feel like Troy Aikman. As you tell him, he's not any good because of his touchdown. Like, Fitz had more touchdowns. You making the point that the reveal in Star Wars is that the little kid turns into Darth Vader is out that Fitz has more touchdowns than Aikman. It's the same thing.
What's the other reveal? You're saying the reveal
the whole reveal of the whole series is that Darth Vader
Luke's father?
Is Luke's father. That's the moment in cinema. That's the whole idea. And you're like, what? You watch them in chronological order. You're just watching a show. You're like, yeah, okay.
See, I see what you mean. Like, if you watch the prelogs first, you know Luke is his son.
Yeah.
Because they explain that at the end
the
of the third
whole
one.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's a good point.
This has been movie talk.
You should watch the prelogs, then you should watch Kenobi, which is it's an interquel, but it's not a movie.
More
it's a
TV
show.
These interquels.
Yeah, it's following, you know, the middle story, and then you get to a new one.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch next year's Bill season, and then we're going to come back and watch this year's Bill season as an interquel. It'll set the stage.
You're going to watch the way the Bill season ends and then watch the lead up to it.
I don't know if I want to know how the season ends. Not yet.
You can know how the season ends right now before the season. You don't know anything about building up to it. You wouldn't do it?
No way. No way.
All right.
All right. Enough movie talk. Beautiful outside. I'm playing Chapel Roan. Vibes are off the chart. We're doing good. All right. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Division winner you like or AFC champion, Super Bowl matchup, all that. FanDuel has all those as future bets right now that you can jump in on. With FanDuel, your first $5 bet, it's $150 in bonus bets with a win. That's what that's how it works right now. New customers getting that with FanDuel for the NFL season. We're getting started with FanDuel. And, of course, the futures bets are a good, fun way to guess. Just throw something on who's going to win the rookie receiving battle. I've seen some neighbor's odds for that, all of it. FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of WGR. Go to FanDuel.com/white for more. FanDuel, must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.